And again, this is a special addendum to the Boone podcast of the Boone family vacation. So let us welcome in our final group, victims, if you will, of our podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in Brett's brother. Brett, I did that just for you as a Christmas present. Brett's little brother, Aaron, because most of the time we always say Aaron is Aaron's brother. And of course, the matriarch, the person responsible for all these wonderful people that we've got a chance to meet, the one and only Sue Boone. So, Sue, Merry Christmas. Thank you for letting us invade your vacation. Tell me what it's like having all your kids under one roof.
We've been trying to do this for so long, and it's really hard to even put into words how blessed I feel, how wonderful I feel to have them all here. I'm just enjoying the chaos, the excitement, the love, the smiles. I mean, it's absolutely awesome. I wish everybody could have this opportunity.
So, Arnie, tell me about how you guys settled on Mexico and where you are for this trip. You guys could have gone anywhere. You could have gone to the beach. You could have gone anywhere in California and wherever you wanted to go. You could have gone to Disney. How did you guys come up with all three brothers and Sue and Bob saying, this is the place we want to have this vacation?
Brett said, this is where we're going. So this is what I need you to send me a check for this. This is what's happening. And we're on board. So I went in very blind, very trusting. I know Brett's been here with his crew before. So, but we went in blind to this, and I got to say, this place has been pretty awesome and kind of perfect for the, I think we're 22 of us, getting to experience this, but it's been a lot of fun so far.
What's it like having all of them, all your nephews, all your nieces? I know that the kids will go back and visit you in New York and Connecticut, but just to have everybody together watching your boys with Brett's kids and your daughter with her cousins and everybody all together. What's it like having all those kids in one spot?
Yeah, it's it doesn't happen very often now with just our schedules and where we all live. So to have us be able to get together, it's been a long time, but it's been great. And I realize, man, our kids are old. We're really adults now. We're starting to flirt with being empty nesters and that. So it's been nice to see these guys get together, be able to bond and interact, and really it's been a nice, easy time, frankly.
Sue, I used to ask my dad to close his eyes and think of me, and I'd ask him, how old am I? What do you see in your mind's eye? When you're there with all the grandkids, and you know all of your boys have these wonderful wives and families, but then they're still your boys. When you hear their voices, what pops in your head? Them as dads and husbands, or them as little boys running around the kitchen driving you crazy?
All of the above. All of the above. It depends on what's going on in the room or whatever. To tell you the truth, just hearing their voices and listening to them, whether they're talking to their kids or talking to their nieces and nephews, it's very heartwarming, very exciting, and makes me a proud mama.
Brett, go ahead.
Oh, I think, you know, and I've reiterated this throughout the, you know, all the segments. We're doing this show, and I set it up, and I kind of know, oh, what a pain in the ass, and, you know, we got to get everybody coordinated, and I understand. But the more I go through it, and it is a pain in the ass, Rich, I'm really enjoying the segments with the kids. You know, when Janelle and Judah were on, I really enjoyed that segment. Because I think what we're seeing as parents and what my mom and dad have seen for years, where they were our parents and we were young, we're starting to be able to enjoy that now. So seeing these kids, the way they're interacted, yeah, they're a little loud in the middle of the night. Aaron and mom, they're also in the other house. Then they're in the adult house, so they don't hear the middle of the night nonsense that I get. But normally I'd be really annoyed. And for this trip, for some reason, they're having too much fun. I'm seeing how much fun they're having. So I'm just kind of being that dad that lets things go because they don't get to do this very often. The cousins from the East Coast, this is something I think when Aaron was living in Arizona, we took for granted a little bit because we could get together around the holidays. It was just a trip across the desert. But now with our the conflicting schedules and everybody going which way with college and, you know, guys in college, guys out of college, different family, Savannah with a different family now. I don't mean different family. You know what I mean? She's married, moving on. So to coordinate all this at once, which we always thought we could do this anytime, it's kind of special when it comes together. So I'm being the dork dad that sits back and smiles at the joy on the kids' faces. And most importantly, and I said this, Mom, I know we've teased you for years when we get the family together. Oh, look at Mom. She's enjoying herself. Oh, all my kids are together. But I think, and I can speak for myself, but Aaron and Matthew are probably getting to that point now where we just kind of watch the interactions going on. And we're kind of like a young Sue Boone and a young Bob Boone. And one day we'll be your age, not to call you too old. But, yeah, it's just part of growing up and becoming a little more, little softer as we age and just appreciating the important things in life. And all of us on this trip, this is what's important in the big picture. So I'm really having a great time with it.
Sue, do you laugh watching Brett and all the, he wasn't that bad of a kid from what we understand. All the Stoltz brothers have told us a few stories and Arnie's told us a few stories. Do you laugh watching Brett now have to act like Bob and discipline everybody and try to keep everybody in line?
I wouldn't exactly call Brett a disciplinarian. I have stepped in on a few occasions to kind of in a nice, wonderful way, correct him in what he's doing. But I wouldn't call him a disciplinarian, not like Bob, not at all. He'll let things slide a little bit more than Bob would. And I think Aaron and Matthew probably discipline a little bit more than Brett does. Brett's more easygoing. For sure.
Aaron, what do you think?
Well, Brett was, you know, a mischievous kid. Nothing too extreme though. But he was also, as I've told you on this show before, like a great older brother, man. He drugged me with him so many places when I was a little kid that I feel like in a lot of ways helped shape my athletic career, my baseball career, because I had to keep up with some older kids at times or couldn't survive. So I'm always grateful for that. But I've also heard Brett raise his voice from time to time when he loses a little bit of patience with the kids. So
I think I get more upset when Brett gets upset with the girls. Sometimes he doesn't have quite as much tolerance for the girls.
He has no patience with those girls, Sue. Let's be honest. With he has no patience.
Or the women.
Right.
He can cut us real quick, you know? And that's kind of when I feel like I need to step in and say something because we're not like they are. And they're pretty hardcore when it comes to a lot of things. So I've got to say, you know.
Back it down.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to use that. Back it down, Brett. Let's back it down.
Believe me, I've got a lot of back it down in my life. I hear that quite often. And yeah, Mom's right, probably from a disciplinary standpoint. I put up the front that I'm the tough guy that'll get in your, but she's right. Aaron and Matthew do it in a little more of a real disciplinary way where mine is reactive. I'll get pissed for a minute and yes, I'll back them down and put them in their place. But long term, and I mentioned earlier, Krista, my wife will attest to this. I'm not the best at holding on to those disciplinary, principles that I try to practice. I'm not that great. I need to get better. And I would say, yeah, my brothers are a little better about toeing the line than I am.
We asked this question to a couple of your nephews and grandkids, Sue. if I put the three Boone boys on Survivor, who would do best?
Oh, wow. That's a tough question because they all have so many different attributes. As much as they're the same, they're all, you know, they are so competitive and so good.
I got no chance. You can take me out of it now.
You think?
Yeah. We actually said you would win.
Really?
Yeah.
I would maybe lean towards Brett because he's very gritty, but Matthew's pretty resilient and he can figure things out really well. He's much better at figuring things out and making things work than Brett or Aaron. Matthew's my one that's my handy guy. He can come in and fix the TV and change a light bulb and do all those wonderful things. The other ones can't, I include Bob in that. You know,
Bob's the worst.
Huh?
Dad's the worst.
Yeah, Dad is. I agree. Dad's the worst. I still remember asking him, I probably said this before, but a couple of times when we were living back in New Jersey and I wanted him to change a light bulb and he gets so frustrated, he just punch a hole in the ceiling and say, forget it, I can't do it. And it's like, come on.
I can change a light bulb.
There, okay. See?
There you go.
See, Arnie,
I'm not bad either.
I am not handy. Laura is much better.
I'm getting better.
Something needs to be figured out in the house or something. I am not the go-to person, for sure.
So we said that Brett would just snap and start screaming at people in Survivor and immediately get kicked off. I think Matthew would be able to last a little bit, but Arnie, I think your personality and the fact that you're going to go out, you're going to have other people's back, you're going to be able to politically maneuver. And then when you need to snap and get toe-to-toe with somebody, I think you'd be the most versatile Survivor player.
Well, thank you. Maybe there's
Rich, are you making up these things? Here's what you need for Survivor. You need to be able to push it to the edge and not get kicked off. Aaron is not the best at that. He gets kicked off. Where I push it right to the limit and I back off. Now, the other skills necessary, I think Aaron and Matthew have more skills than I do. But as far as manipulate the system like a Judah Boone, Judah Boone's probably the best of those kids at pushing the envelope to the end, but then having the ability to back off. So that's my take on the Survivor. Who would win?
Well,
I have no idea.
Judah wasn't in the question.
No, I'm giving an example of the
right, kids. But see, right. That's where okay. Brett would break off and then Arnie would snap him back and win, and Brett, you'd get voted off the island.
No, I could. No, I absolutely. No, by no means did I say I would win this Survivor. By no means.
I think I'd win.
Telling
you
this
skill. Talking through this.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm talking about the skills necessary to win. I'm not saying I'd win, but I think you're misrepresenting the skill set of each individual brother.
Hey, back it down, Brett. Back it down.
There you go.
How's that, Sue?
Yeah, because we got to go back to Matthew, and he's known to have a short fuse. If things don't go according to what Matthew wants, he can lose it real quick.
I like it.
You agree?
I like it. No, listen.
No, I agree.
Getting to know all the Boone boys, it's been pretty amazing, this little journey that we've had on this podcast. Sue, let me ask you about all your grandkids. What is there something that kind of ties them all together? We've talked about the ping pong. We've talked about how competitive they all are. Talk about your grandkids and how they've kind of taken the lessons that you've taught their dads and their dads have passed on to them. And when you see them all together, how there is that thing that makes them Boones.
I can tell you, I don't know if it's the thing that makes them Boones or what, but I can tell you that they are all very loving towards each other. It's amazing that a large family like this, there's usually always people that don't get along and you try to be careful and tiptoe around them. Not so with this group. Everyone genuinely cares and loves each other. And as much as they get into it and are competitive and all of that, there's a genuine respect and love that they all have for each other. And they stick up for each other. Don't say anything against any of these kids because they'll defend them to the death. They are awesome when it comes to that.
Arnie, is that kind of special? Like Jake staying with you? And Bella said it's like having another big brother in the house. with Jake staying there with you guys, seeing all these kids and they all get along and they all like each other. What's that like?
Yeah, it's been honestly, that's been a gift for us, you know, having Jake come and do this. You know, what he's getting to do right now is a great opportunity. And I think something that's going to serve him well. And the fact that we can be there and kind of help transition it a little bit has been a real blessing for our family to have him, you know, because again, a lot of these guys, we don't get to see all that often. And this has been a chance to, you know, Jake's been kind of like one of our kids, you know, although he goes off to work and comes home on the train about 6-7 o'clock at night. It's been great to be able to have someone to watch games with on the weekend, to plan meals with, and just to kind of hang out, especially with our, you know, three of our boys off to college and just Bella. You know, it adds a little more noise to the household that you miss when some of your kids are away.
Well, and I'm glad that you're taking him to football games and actually teaching him how to be a sports fan, unlike his dad. We saw the picture that popped up. It was a picture of you, but basically it was a picture of Jake at a football game. And all of a sudden I'm like, wait a minute, that's Jake Boone. I showed it to Brent. He goes, yeah, Arnie's next to him. I go, oh, I didn't even notice Arnie. I just saw Jake.
Yeah, I kind of – anyone time someone comes to my house for an extended period, I kind of – brainwash him into being an Eagles fan. So yeah, I took him down to a game, gave him the good treatment, and so we got another one that's wow, this actually is pretty cool, this day we just experienced. So yeah, trying to do my part there as well.
Yeah, you got to help out because Brett's just not very good at that. I try to talk to him about USC football and he's like, huh, what? Yeah, when do they play?
You know what though, Rich, that's what uncles are for. And that's the beauty of this trip. I get to hang with Aaron's kids and they have Uncle Brett. So it's not that father son relationship. It's that uncle.
Yeah.
No relationship. Doubt. Like Jakey gets to go spend time with Aaron and Laura and Bella for the most part, but he doesn't have his dad around, you know, being his dad. He's got Uncle Aaron, which is more of kind of his buddy. And he gets to do different things with Aaron than with my dad. And I think, it's a blessing to have those relationships because, you know, the father son is the father son and it will always be. But to be able to go off and hang out with your uncle for a little bit and have that experience, I think those are special things. When I get to see Aaron's kids that I don't get to see that often, I love hanging out with them because it's Uncle Brett and we're more buddies. It's not that father son disciplinary role. So I'm really appreciative of that. And I think this vacation's really brought that out and you know, it's out there for real. Pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff.
And I think one of the fun things of the podcast is getting a chance to meet all the kids. I mean, yeah. Arnie, I'm going to tell you, your kids, impressive. We talked to your son who's up at UNC. Wow. Impressive. And Janelle, who's the king of all the sports and he outraced everybody. Sergo, who's the corner man for Isaiah. And little Bella, I mean, impressive. And Sue getting a chance to meet Matthew's daughters, they were impressive. And then finally getting a chance to get all the West Coast San Diego Boons on the podcast has been a fun getting a chance to meet your family. So, Arnie, I'm going to put you on the spot before we get done here. I asked this of your two brothers, so I'll ask you, what are you most proud of the two guys that you had as an older brother and a little brother?
Just how they've turned out, man. I sound like a parent, how they've turned out. But I always tell people, like people ask me how Brett's doing and I'll be like, you know what? He's turned out to be just really good dude. He's been through a lot. But super proud of the person he is and, the road he's taken to get there, has been rocky at times, but, super proud of the person that he is now. And then Maddie, similar, you know, he's had a rocky go of it too. And he's turned into this successful businessman, awesome dad and husband. And I am just really super proud of both of them and the men that they are. And, you know, the example they set for those that they get to influence on a daily basis.
So we're going to ask you to wrap everything up. Just reflect on this time of year, having your entire family together with you in one spot. And again, Brandon's up doing great things. Can't wait to see him at the Fenway Bowl and watch UNC win. And he's been checking in with you as well. So you really do have communication with everybody in the Boone family. Just reflect on being able to have this lifelong memory that you've been kind enough to share with us as well.
You know, all I can say is God is good. He is truly good. He is at the center of our family. He is what gives us the strength. He is what pulls us all together, and we all have that in common. And without that, maybe it wouldn't be, the dynamics wouldn't be what they are today. So I am just thankful, grateful for all of that. And at this time of year, as we celebrate that, I just hope that everybody really finds what the true meaning of Christmas really is, and they can celebrate it with their families and their friends, because it's so important.
Brett.
I think Mom said it best. I think we can end right there. She always, Mom's got a flair. She's got a flair for the dramatic. It is as a hard a time as we give her. She really, it's so cool to have a mom and parents that we have, and we're lucky enough to have. I think what she says, and I knew that's why I saved Mom for last, is because I knew she'd kind of put a bow on this long 2 days of shooting. And yeah, just love you guys. This has been awesome. It's been great getting to talk with each and one of the Boone family. And to all you listening out there, have a Merry Christmas. And we're going to enjoy the last couple of days we have together, and then we'll get off to our lives again. But this has been a blessing, and it's been a lot of fun thus far.
Merry Christmas, Rich.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas. And from all of us here at the Boone Podcast, guys, thank you for sharing your vacation with you. And I'm glad to be a part of a Boone adjacent family. So God bless you all. Merry Christmas. That's going to do it for the podcast for this week.